Evening tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. We are up to Sif Ches, which is on page Yud Gimel. We are about to turn to page 26. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Ein Odom Choshuv Rashai Lipol Al Ponov Kimishemispalo Al Atzibur. An Odom Choshuv is not allowed to fall on his face when he is davening for the Tzibur. Elu Imkein Hu Batuach Sheyone Ki Yoshua Benun. Unless he is guaranteed that he will be answered in his tefillah like Yoshua ben Nun was. Now we'll see the whole Ramah, and then we'll try to understand what's going on over here with the Mishabura. The Ramah then says, V'chein asur l'chol odom lipol aponov b'pishut yadayim v'raglayim. So too it's asur for all people to fall on their face with their hands and legs spread out. Afilu im ein sham even maskus. Even if there is no stone covering. Aval im notek tzas al tzido mutter. But if he leans a little bit on his side, it is mutter. Im ein sham even maskus. If there is no stone covering. V'chein yasu b'yom kippur g'shenofum al p'neihem. And so they should do on Yom Kippur when they fall on their faces. Im yatziu sham asovim. If they put down grasses. Kedei lahafsik ben hakarka. So that it should separate between the karka. V'chein ohogim. And that is the minhag. Without the Mishabura, it's very hard to get our hands on what's going on over here. The Mishabura explains it very, very nicely. I think that it might be kedai for us to start with Sifkaton Mem. Sifkaton Mem, the Mishabura gives a haktama to the Ramah, but I think it helps us understand the Mechaber also. So let's start with Sifkaton Mem, and then we'll go back to Lamed Zayin. So the Mishabura writes in Sifkaton Mem, Akdim hakdama ketzara kedei sheyisbar heitev. I will begin with a small introduction so that it should be understood well. Vuhu, and that is, the Hineik Siv Torah. There is a pasuk that's written in the Torah that says, the even maskus lusitnu ba'artzachem l'ishtachavos aleha. A stone covering you should not place on the ground to bow upon it. Dahainu, afilu kishemishtachav elo shamayim. Even if you're bowing to Hashem, you're bowing to heaven. Al even maskus on a stone covering, o al ritzbas avonim, or a floor that's made out of stone, dechadim milsi. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's full stone or it's a stone covering. Either way, if you're bowing on it to Shemayim, that is aser. The kasu aposkim. The poskim explain de ein aser minatora kiim kishiyesh tarti l'griusa. It's only aser midaraisa if you have two strikes against you. You have two negatives. What are the two negatives? The hainu, number one, kishem mishtachave bepishot yadayim v'raglayim. Number one is that you bow down all spread out with your feet and arms spread out. That's problem number one. It's a real hishtachave with your arms and legs spread out. V'gam al ritzbas avonim dafka. And number two, that it's dafka on a stone floor. So bowing with your hands and arms spread out on a stone floor, even if it's a shamayim, that is an issa daraisa. Aval derech kida, but to bow down derech kida, dahainu shenofel al apav al haritzba below pishi gadayim v'raglayim. Derech kida, like we saw earlier, is falling down, bowing down on your face without putting out your arms and legs. So if you do derech kida without the pishi gadayim v'raglayim, but it's on the ritzba al avonim, so you have one strike against you. Or you do a regular bow with your arms and legs spread out, shelo aritzbas avonim, not on a stone floor. So here you have also one strike against you, but instead of having the arms and legs spread out, you have the stone floor. If you have one of the two problems, then it's aser rak midirei sofrim. Then the bowing is only aser midirabonon. The gozru kita kida otu hishtach avoya. Because they ask your kida without your arms and legs spread out, that you might come to do with your arms and legs spread out, which would be a daraisa. So therefore, even though it's kida, if it's on a stone floor, the rabbanon asered. The shaloa la ritzpa otu ritzpa. And if you're bound with your arms and legs spread out on a non-stone floor, the rabbanon asered it, because you might come to do it on a stone floor. So if you have one strike, it's asim with the rabbanon, that you might come to have both strikes. Both strikes, then it's an issa daraisa. Avol, imhoya tarti l'mal yusa. But if you have no strikes against you, you have two positives. Da'ainu derech kida, number one, it's derech kida without your arms and legs spread out. It's not a real ishtachava. Below ritzbas avonim, it's not on a stone floor. Then lo gozu rabbonim. The rabbonim, when that goes there, that's mutter. So you're allowed to bow derech kida, not on a stone floor, that's mutter. V'chein imhoya nofel derech kida al ritzbas avonim. And so too, if you fell down derech kida on a ritzbas avonim, we have one strike. Ach shelo haya kida gemura, but it wasn't a full kida. You went all the way down. The hainu shenotok tzas al tzido. You were leaning a little bit to the side. So therefore, you only have one strike against you, but you have two positives. Number one, you were only derech kida. Number two, you were leaning to the side. Oim hoya bepisha yadayim v'raglayim, or your hands and legs were spread out, a real ishtachava. But it was v'shalo al haritzpah, but it was not on the stone floor. And v'notok tzas al tzido. So you have two positives there. Number one, it's not on the stone floor. Number two, you're leaning to the side. Delohave pishat mamish, where it's not a regular spreading out. Kamke mutter. So as long as you have the two positives, it's going to be mutter. Whether you have a derech kida, not a shtachava, on a non-stone floor, it's fine. If you have one of the strikes, but you're also on your side, so you have two positives, the other strike that you don't have, and that you're on your side, it's also going to be mutter. That is the introduction of the Mishabura. Now we're going to go a little backwards. We'll pick up afterwards over here. We'll go back to the beginning of the Mishabura in Sivches, which begins with Sivkotan Lamed Zayin. Again, the Shulchan Aruch told us a funny halacha, it's Gemara Megillah, that says a person that's chashuv is not allowed to bow down on his face when he's davening for the tzibur, meaning he's davening over the tzibur, unless he is guaranteed that he'll be answered like Yoshua ben Nun. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Lamed Zayin, Hainu, Kishahu derech kida. We're talking about bowing down in derech kida, which is not a real ishtachava. Va'afilu below pishu yadayim v'raglayim, even without your arms and legs spread out, so it's not so bad. Va'afilu lo hayo sham ritzbas avonim, and there was no stone floor, which we just mentioned in the introduction of the Mishabura, which came later, that it's 100% mutter. So even though you're doing it in the mutter way, not the issa daraisa way, not the issa darabana way, the mutter way, the Bishar Ka Adam Shari, that when it comes to a regular person, it's absolutely mutter. The Adam Chashev Aser, when it comes to an Adam Chashev to get down on the floor, that Akida on a non-stone floor, that will be Aser. The Imhumatek Tzas Al Tzido, but if he will tilt himself a little bit onto his side, Afilu Al Ritzbas Avonim Shari, even if it's on a stone floor, it will be mutter. The Ein Zen Nefila Al Panav, that's not called Nefila Al Panav, and that will be mutter. The Koshekin, the Filas Apayim Shalonu, certainly are the Filas Apayim, like we say Tachanun, Shurak HaToyas HaRos, it's just the leaning of the head, the Kisui Panim Ba'alma, and covering the face, that's all it is, but Baba Ishari, that's for sure Mutter. So the only thing that's Mutter, that's Asr over here, for the Adam Chashev, is if an Adam Chashev falls down on his face, Derech Kida, even out on a stone floor, that is Asr. Says the Mishabura Vaidis of Kadalam Ches, when is it Asr Kishim Mispal al Tzibur? When he's davening on behalf of the Tzibur, Pirish. Ubithneya Tzibur. Not only is he davening on behalf of the Tzibur, he's also davening in front of the Tzibur. And why is it Asr Diksifale Milsa? It will be embarrassing to him. Shemaharirim She'ein Hogun Ve'ein Roy Leonus. Because if he doesn't get answered, people are going to speak about him that he's not worthy and he wasn't fit to get answered. And therefore, it's inappropriate for an Adam Chashev to do this. He's like putting himself all out there. So if it doesn't work out, his tefillah is not answered, he looks bad. Aval bebeiso, but if he's in his house in private, afilu mispal al tzibur, even if he's davening on behalf of the tzibur, that's mutter. Because there's no concern there that it's going to look bad because no one's there. Vafilu b'fnei tzibur, even if he's in shul in front of the tzibur, dafka keshu levado nofel al ponov. It's only a problem if he's the only one bowing down on his face. The ain hakol noflin imo, and the congregation is not bowing with him. The imkol hakol noflin, because if everyone's bowing together, azai im ain chas v'shalom nanim. If chas v'shalom they're not answered, ain genai kol kach lo adam chashuv. It doesn't look so bad for the adam chashuv. The lo adavu meklal tzibur is no worse than the rest of the tzibur. Everyone's doing it, they're not answered, so they're not answered. It's only a problem if he's the only person. He's davening on behalf of the tzibur, in front of the tzibur, and he's putting himself all out there, bowing down on his face. Their akida. Even if it's not a stone floor, even without his hands and arms out, that's the problem, because if he's not answered, you know, people are going to start speaking about him, it's going to be embarrassing to him. Unless he's guaranteed that he's going to get answered like Yoshua ben Nun, Zok the Mishavura Lamites, Sha'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem said to him, Kum Lecha, get up, Lama Ata Nofala Panecha, why are you falling on your face? Meaning your tefillah is answered, why are you falling? You have no reason to be on your face, get up, you're answered. So unless you're guaranteed to be answered, when you go in such a position, one should not go into such a position if he's Adam Chashev. That is Halacha of the Mechaber. So we saw the Mishabura who gave the introduction that for a regular person, it's an Issur D'oraisa to bow down with your arms and legs spread out on your face on a stone floor. It's an Issur D'oraisa. If you have either your arms and legs spread out, not on a stone floor, or a stone floor without your arms and legs spread out, we said it's the Rabbanan. If you have neither of the problems, meaning it's not a stone floor and your arms and legs are not spread out, it's mutter. So even though that's true by a regular person, when it comes to an Adam Chashev, he can't bow down even in the way that's normally mutter, unless he's guaranteed to be answered like Yoshua ben Nun. Otherwise, he's going to look bad, people are going to speak badly about him, and it's vizyonos, and therefore it is usher to do. Now we're continuing in the Mishavua, we're turning the page to page 26. Because we, for those who came a little later, we went a little out of order because the Mishavura gives an introduction in Sivkot and Mem, which we read first. So we're not skipping, Chas v'Shalom. We're going now to the Mishavura on page 26. We are on the second line. V'ata novo levar divrei haga. And now, with the introduction of the Mishavura and that which we saw in the Mechaber, now we're ready for the Ramah. But before we read the Mishavura, I'd like to read back again the Mechaber and the Ramah so we get the flow of what's going on in the Sif. The Mechaber told us, "Ein Adam Choshev Rashai Lipol Al Panov Kishemispal Al Tzibur." An Adam Choshev cannot bow down on his face when he's davening on behalf of the Tzibur. Ela Imkenu Batuach Sheyonak Yoshua Ben Nun. Unless he's guaranteed to be answered like Yoshua Ben Nun. And we pointed out, even if he's doing it in the way that's normally mutter, derech kida, not with his arms and legs out, not on a stone floor, it's still aser for him. Says the Ramah, V'chein aser l'chol odom lipol al ponav v'pishat yadayim v'raglayim. So too it's aser for any person to fall down on his face with his arms and legs spread out, a real ishtachava, afilu im ein shom even maskus. Even if there is no stone floor, it's still usher to have his arms and legs spread out, and that's what we just discussed in the Mishabura's introduction, that's going to be an Isser Derabbanon. So we'll pick up in the Mishabura now, V'ata novo levar divrei haga, V'chein usher l'chol adam, so too it's usher for all people. Ratzal Omer means to say, Kimo ba'adam choshev hanal, just like the adam choshev that we just mentioned in the Mechaber, that it's usher afilu below Evan Maskus, that it's usher even if it's not a stone floor, Kain Hacha, so too by a regular person, if it's not a stone floor, it's going to be Aser. El Adisham Aser Afilu Derakida. Just in the Mechaber by the Adam Choshev, when it's not a stone floor, it was Aser, even if it was only Derakida. The Hacha Ein Aser Rakdafka Derak Pisha Yadayim Raglayim. But by a regular person, if it's not a stone floor, it's only going to be Aser if it has his arms and legs spread out. And therefore, the Ramah told us, so too by a regular person, if he's bowing down with his arms and legs spread out, even if there's Ein Shom Evan Maskus, it's going to be Aser. Says the Mishabura, Mem Aleph, Ein Shom Evan Maskus, Oritzus Avanim, there's no stone covering or there's no stone floor at all, it's still Aser. The Im Yesham Ritzbas Avanim, and if there is a stone floor, Afilu Derakida Aser. Then, like we mentioned in the Mishabura's introduction, if there is a stone floor, you have that strike against you. So even if you're doing only Derakida without Pishig Elai V'Raglayim, that's also going to be Aser Midrabanim. V'davka kishepana dvukim bakarka. Davka, if your face is all the way down to the ground. Avalim shocheb etfilu, if you're just bowing during davening. Afilu yesham ritzvah shari, even if there's a stone floor, that's not a problem. V'davka neged ritzvah avonim. This iser, like the pasuk said, is only on a stone floor. Aval ritzvah levenim ein asura. But if it is a brick floor, it is not aser. The evan ksiv. The pasuk says evan, stone, not brick. Ulevena lav evanhu. A brick is not a stone. Kediksiv, like the pasuk says, Vatihi lohem halevena laoven. It says by the Dora Flaga that the bricks they used for stone. So you see, bricks are not stone. They use the bricks for stone. You see, bricks and stone are two different things. The pasuk says stone is aser, and therefore only stone is aser. Brick is not aser. If you look at note 53, it discusses marble. What about a marble floor? The Evan Shayish, a marble floor, Kosel B'Shalish and Shuvah Shevet HaLevi. Rav Ozner writes, Sha'av Shehi Nechsheves Ke'Evan Im Shein Levoi, even though it's considered stone with like a little nickname attached to it. V'lochein L'Gabe Nigei Batim Eino Nechsheves Evan, and therefore when it comes to Tzaras in the house, it's not considered a stone house. Mikomokom Kaven Shelagabe Isser Zeh Kosva Torah Evan Maskus. Since over here by the Isra bowing down, the Torah says, a stone covering, Gam hi asura, even marble is aser. Shekol evan haruuya lamaskis bechala iser. Any stone that's fit for covering something, that's included in the iser. And I guess marble is considered stone, evan shayis, called evan. And therefore, marble would be aser, just like stone in terms of this halacha of bowing. Now the Mishabura tells us in Sifkat and Membeis, he's going on the next part of the Ramah. The next part of the Ramah said, Avol, im notek tzas al tzido mutter im ein sham evan maskus. Again, we just said in the Ramah that if you have pishi adayim raglayim, your arms and legs are spread out, and it's not on an evan maskus, we said it was usser. Here the Ramah says, but if you lean a little bit to your side, and there's no evan maskus, then it's mutter. And the reason for that, like we saw in the introduction of the Mishabura, because you have two positives over here. You have number one, that it's not a stone floor. And number two, you're leaning on your side. That's enough to say it's mutter. The Mishabura says in Membeis, im ein sham even maskis aber kishish even maskis lo mahani hatoya al sido. But if there is a stone floor, then it will not help leaning on your side. Kaven shuba pishi adayim raglayim. Since the case we're talking about in the Ramah is where your arms and legs are spread out, so real ishtachava, if it is going to be an Evan Maskus, leaning on your side is not going to help. So that's why you need that the Ramah says it has to be leaning on your side and it's not stone.
All this is in the context of davening or in any situation?
I think it's any situation. It's a good question. I think it's any situation because the Mishavur told us in the beginning, in the introduction, in Sifkat and Mem, he said, even if you're doing it l'shamayim, so it sounds like even if it's during davening, but if you're not doing it for davening, if you're doing it for some other reason, I don't think it means you're just lying down. I think it means if you're doing it for some other purpose, it would be usr. If you're doing it stam, you just happen to be there. I don't know if that would be usr.
You're working out. You're in the gym.
No, I don't think that's not a problem. I'm not discussing that.
So
right.
Have to be on purpose.
Yes. Yeah, if you have like other, I guess, other avodah zarah thoughts or some other weird worshipping thoughts, it's for sure a problem. But even during davening is a problem. If you're still working out and you find yourself in that position, I don't know that that's a problem. I would guess that it's not. Like, if you're working out, you shouldn't have pishi yadayim raglayim, but you might find yourself on a floor. Ask Alex what Jimmy goes to. Zakta mishneh b'Rav Aiter, sif katon mem gimel. So then the Ramah ended off and says, V'chein yaseh b'yom kippur g'shenofum al p'neihim. That's what you should do on Yom Kippur when you fall on your face. Meaning, we just said if you're leaning on your side and it's not stone, it's okay. So that's what you should do on Yom Kippur. Zoktim ishebur and mem gimel rotzolomar, k'shem nofum derel pishi yadayim raglayim. Shalo al haritzpa. If you're falling down on Yom Kippur with your arms and legs spread out and you're not on a stone floor, so tzrichim l'hados al tzideim, then you have to lean on your side. Because again, you have to have the two positives leaning on your side and the fact that you're not on a ritzpah. V'chein kishiyesh ritzpah. And so too, when there is a stone floor, afilu nofun derakida ba'alma, even if you're just doing it derakida without pishi adayim v'raglayim, tzrichin lahatos al tzideyan. Again, you have to have the two positives for Yom Kippur. So if you have a stone floor, you have to make sure there's only derakida and on the side. And if you have derak ishtacha, you have to make sure it's not a stone floor and you're on your side. Fine, and then the Ramah said a funny thing, which the Mishabura adjusts, because the Ramah said v'chein yaseh b'yom kippur kishenofla p'neihem im yatziu shamasal. If they put grass there, you don't need the grass. Also, it's mutter with just leaning on your side. So the Mishabura is going to readjust that the word im really means or. It's o. It shouldn't be im, because we just said if you're have one of the two things, either it's there a kida, not a shachava, or it's not a stone floor. As long as you're on your side, you're okay. Or says the Mishabura, Tzarech lomar o yatziu. Or if you spread out grass to be massive with you and the karka, it's going to be mutter as well. V'chein ohagim. Says the Mishabura of Ratzel lomar, da'oza afilu below hatoya al tzideyam shari. If you have grass that's separating between you and the stone floor, that will be mutter even without going on your sides. V'shnei ha'afonim elu shetziarno. In the two scenarios we set up. Meaning, if it's either not a stone floor, or it's not a full ishtachava, it's der akida. If you have one of those two things, either with leaning on your side, or with grass is separating you, then it's totally mutter. And there's one note that we'll see over here, which is note 54. In note 54 he writes, what about carpet? What about carpet that's covering a stone floor? It's a carpet that's set in the shul, not movable. If it's a mamish attached to the ground in the shul, is the carpet, me'ikradin, you would be allowed to bow on it. That wouldn't be considered a stone floor. It's a carpet floor. But the minog is to be machmir, I guess because the carpet is considered bottle to the stone. It's just a little covering, but it's really a stone floor. Aval, but if you have a rug that's not attached, it's just there for decoration. And you take it up sometimes to clean it off. So that's already a separate thing that's not bottled to the ground. Then you wouldn't have to put any grasses or any separation. That would be 100% fine. That is the end of Halacha Asimin Kuf Lamed Aleph. What I'd like to do is I'd like to stop here. The two shiurim that we're going to have on Shavuos are going to be recorded hopefully before Shavuos, at least one before, maybe one after. Try to get both of them before Shavuos. In addition, we'll have those shiurim also in Mirtz Hashem together on Monday at 6:30. On Monday at 6:30 in my house, Mincha in the shul is 7:50, Mincha over here is 7:55. So we'll meet at 6:30. If you could be milchik, you could enjoy some more of the dairy delicacies at 6:30. But we'll have shiur then, and we'll try to cover both shiurim together on Shavuos and Mirtz Hashem. Yashikaya.